Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, a warm afternoon prevails, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just under an hour ago, a nuclear deal places Israel at the center of an agreement between the United States and Saudi Arabia, allowing American companies to build reactors in the kingdom. Also, Israel Hayom reveals Prime Minister Netanyahu has consoled the family of Yehuda Katz, the last missing soldier from the Sultan Yaakov battle, whose remains were recently returned to Israel. Also this hour, JNS shares Netanyahu's assertion at a Judea and Samaria event that the region will remain part of Israel, alongside predictions of increased aliyah and a commitment to counter threats from Iran. Separately, according to the Forward, Darlene Graham, sister of pro-Israel advocate Lindsey Graham, has secured the Republican Senate nomination in South Carolina after defeating Ralph Norman. And finally, JTA further reports that Graham credits former President Trump for her primary victory and will now face Democrat Annie Andrews in the upcoming election. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted on X that Hakeem Jeffries, a leading Democrat, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a prominent Israeli politician, shared earlier today that representatives from the Netherlands will be expelled from Kiryat Gat's International Support Center for Gaza due to recent Dutch legislation against Israeli settlements. Belaz News confirms that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar, with Netanyahu's backing, has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave Israel within a week following the Dutch parliament's trade ban on certain Israeli products. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the nuclear deal, Walla reports that this agreement between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia includes plans for American companies to create nuclear infrastructure in Saudi Arabia. The deal allows for potential uranium enrichment, a sensitive topic in the region. This development could shift regional power dynamics, with Israel playing a crucial role. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu, Israel Hayom details his personal visit to the family of Yehuda Katz. Katz was the last missing soldier from the Sultan Yaakov battle. His remains were returned through a special operation, bringing closure to a decades-long mystery. This act may strengthen national unity and resolve. Meanwhile, JNS covers Netanyahu's statement at a Judea and Samaria event. He emphasized that the area will remain under Israeli control. He also highlighted a forecasted wave of Jewish immigration and pledged to address threats from Iran and allied groups. This stance could impact Israel's future diplomatic relations. In other news, The Forward reports Darlene Graham's Senate nomination victory in South Carolina. Her win, backed by Trump's endorsement, positions her against Democrat Annie Andrews. Graham's pro-Israel stance could influence U.S. policies towards the Middle East. Finally, JTA adds that Graham's nomination could bolster Republican efforts in the Senate, impacting future legislative decisions involving Israel. On the economic front, first, Keytech reports a major real estate transaction in Jerusalem, where the Timberland founders purchased an apartment for 48 million shekels. The luxurious property offers expansive views of the Jerusalem Theater. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights global investor focus on NVIDIA's earnings report. The chip giant's performance in the second quarter is under scrutiny, as it may affect global stock markets. And finally, eNett Business notes that NVIDIA enters its earnings season with a notably low valuation. Concerns include its competition and AI spending, which could influence investor confidence and market trends. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.